Well, the two communities have their differences. Park City and Vail are similar in their need to maintain a solid community amidst a resort atmosphere. They're also similar in their challenge of keeping employees who staff that resort economy in an affordable housing situation. Suzanne Silverthorne is the community information officer for the town of Vail. She says now that the town has recently completed a major redevelopment, it's now pondering what's next, which is why they're here in Park City, partially to get some fresh new ideas about how to keep the community fabric alive.
We just celebrated our 50-year anniversary last year, and a lot of those first-generation folks now are passing, and we now have second- and third-generation folks who are in Vail, and the community pride that I see here in Park City and the community pride from those who do live in Vail is very strong.
It's strong, she says, despite the fact that Vail grew up as sort of a company town. There was nothing there until the ski resort began. But since that was 50 years ago, there's a real community that's established over the years. She says the ski company, Vail Resorts, who owns both Vail and Beaver Creek, is a good community partner.
They're just as concerned with the kinds of and the quality of projects that the town of Vail works on from an infrastructure standpoint and our parking and addressing those issues and being a good collaborator and a good partner with the town. And the town has taken some responsibility, too. We have stepped into the employee housing development scene many years ago, and that's one of our core focus areas is to make sure that we have employees living and working and can enjoy the Vail environment just like everyone else does.
She says Vail Resort specifically has some employee housing projects and has also done housing projects in partnership with the town.
A couple of years ago, Vail Resorts built an employee housing development in town and have been long-term master leasers of a property that the town of Vail manages called Timber Ridge, and we're getting ready to redevelop that Timber Ridge.
Like Park City, for Vail, water is a big challenge, but, says Silverthorne, for a different reason.
The insect population within the water, on the upper portion of the water, there aren't as many insects, and that is triggering something in terms of what is creating that. So we're still studying it. We're looking at what kinds of fertilizers people are using and trying to back off on that and spraying and that kind of thing and really just improve that water quality because we haven't really quite nailed where the problem is coming from necessarily. So we're going to go after this in a multitude of ways.
One major difference between Park City and Vail, that's Colorado's legalization of marijuana. Silverthorne says while Vail normally is a leader on issues, it isn't on this one. She says they're just sitting back before they decide exactly how to handle it.
We have a moratorium on right now on retail sales of marijuana, and we're just sitting back and we're almost an island because a lot of the mountain communities have created regulations for the retail sales of marijuana, and we've got a community survey that's being fielded right now. We're asking our citizens what they think, and we're taking our time.
That's Suzanne Silverthorne, Community Information Officer for the town of Vail, Colorado. She says a big challenge is communicating to out-of-state visitors that there are rules surrounding the use of marijuana. Laws prohibit marijuana users from using it on the mountain or in public view. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.